things you can do with that money, and they're hurting. They need it. But look what happened inside. And what about that other attendant that laughed with you as you ripped off that customer? What does that attendant know you're doing the next day when a strain comes on your relationship? What does that employee know you may be doing when you get into some planning, when times get tough? And what about inside yourself? How do you handle this moral issue when you knew you did something wrong? Do you bury it? Is it possible that it might come forth in uglier ways with your loved ones? That you might overreact? Is it possible that it might affect the relationship of body and mind and spirit, and psychosomatic illnesses might develop? Just like the farm, we will always, always reap as we sow. There are no exceptions at all. To emotionally accept that puts you square into your secret life, where you have to learn to deal with your conscience, with your willpower. Am I really willing to do this, to walk this talk? And the more people live by their conscience, the more integrity they have, the more they have this abundance mentality. Now notice what happened. We have applied habits 4, 5, and 6 at the intrapersonal level to habits 2 and 3. The fruit of that is interpersonal habits 4, 5, and 6. So that you genuinely think win-win. When that guy comes in, you give him a fair exchange for what he asked for. And the person notices you could have ripped them off, but you didn't. You have peace of mind inside yourself. But what about your son and your family? You're suffering there. You develop creative energy. You expand your capacity. You work more and more in your circle of influence until you develop the skill base and the opportunity base on which you can meet those other needs. People notice that. Your employees.